Hungry on the trail, guys. Trailmate's stealing that buffalo jerky again. There's no worries. We now have Bark Bites, miniature 2-ounce solar air fryers that convert bark into beef. Check it out at bowwow.beefbark. Hey, everybody, this is Derek, and with me today is the only man who smells his feet post-hike to help himself fall asleep, Carl Mandrioli. That will knock anybody out.
That's weird.
It is weird. That's weird. You're right.
Welcome to the Backpack and Missions Podcast, everybody. With me today is Derek Somerville. He's a man who tried to enter a car race with a bicycle. It didn't work because it was too tired.
Wow.
Only had
two. I got it. If you have to explain it, it's probably not a good joke.
I don't have to explain to our fellow adventurers out there. I'm explaining it to you. What does that say?
You don't have to. No, I got it pretty quick.
Okay,
there.
I don't think you always get it.
I'm tired of those jokes.
How does the amazing race relate to a backpacking podcast?
It's adventure. It's outdoors. It's sometimes exploration. Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
It's cooperation, working together, teamwork.
Okay.
Ideally.
Loose connection here. We just like the amazing race, and I particularly like this season, and I really like this team, Todd Nash, my favorite team. And so I just thought it'd be fun to talk to them and get their perspective. And there are definitely things that relate, traveling and working together, like Derek's saying. But did you know, Derek, that I literally wrote the book on the amazing race?
Oh, wrote it. Yeah. Wow. Where is it?
It's in the hands of many activities directors across the nation.
Oh, geez.
Okay. Yeah, I wrote a book called Your School Name Here's Amazing Race. It was like a how-to guide to conduct your own amazing race at your own school. And I sold it at a California conference for outdoor, but for activities directors.
Huh.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I sold tens of copies.
Did you have lots of great quotes in there? Like, you can't, make an omelet without breaking some eggs or something? Do you have, cool quotes like that in there?
If there's one thing that you should know about me, I'm not a cliche guy, man. I don't like
a bird in the bush is two in the hand.
Right? Yeah, no, there weren't quotes. It was just, it's a how-to guide. It's an instruction manual.
Okay.
But all that to say that I've actually never applied to the Amazing Race.
Which is shocking because we've talked about potentially doing this.
Yeah.
Many times.
We're doing it this year, man. You and I, we're going to apply to the Amazing Race this year. We're going to try to get on. I think we got a good shot. I've got like a secret sauce, secret ingredient recipe for making a compelling video that will at least help them take us seriously or sort of seriously.
I hope so.
Would you do it? Would you do the amazing race with me?
I'm going to say 80% of me is all in. There's that 20.
That doesn't make any sense.
So I'm going to kill me. There's that 20% where I'm at what point on the trip will we just drive each other nuts? Would we? I don't know.
No, we wouldn't.
You don't think so?
We joke around a lot.
Okay, let me ask you this. Because I know you like to grade everything. Okay. I know the cameras would be rolling. But would we have the ability? I know I could. I don't know. I think you could do this. Would you have the ability to ignore the cameras and just be all right, we got to go like we do on the trail. We have a problem on the trail. Let's put our heads together and figure this out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think we could do
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
I think so that you have game time where we're okay, we're going to try to complete this challenge. And then you have goof around time where, you kind of goof around with the camera. For those that don't know, Derek is highly competitive.
What?
Yeah. Highly competitive, but not just with trivia, not just with, little things with everything, right?
Well, I mean, is it really that competitive for me if I beat you all the time? I don't really know if it's that.
I'm not talking just about me. I'm talking about in general.
Oh, in general. Yeah, no, yeah. I like to win, but I don't like to, I like to make it fun though, too.
Yeah. For sure. And that's the key. And that's the key is you compete and have fun at the same time.
I think we could become crowd favorites on that show. Or the villains. I think I would just have the knack for I feel like I have from acting, I feel like I always know where the camera's at and I could always you would say something ridiculous and I'd look at the camera and be like, really? This is what I'm putting up with, really? And then go back to the show.
It's so funny. I was going through our trip videos this past week or so, and I'm just I'm sifting through them. I don't have time to make a documentary this year. I'll get to it. But
okay.
I was going through the videos and there's so many videos where you're just making faces at the camera for no reason. It was just cracking me up. So I'm with you. All right. So getting into Todd and Ashley, they on their, or at least on Ashley's Facebook and Instagram, she's got a Bible verse, Jude 1:24-25. So to honor them, that's our Bible verse for the episode. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Mm. Amen.
Mm. That was a long
one. I don't really have a question here. This is from her social media. So do you want to honor her? Any reaction to that?
No, that was good. I think that was well said.
All right. Let's get to it, man. Todd and Ashley, here we go.
Do it.
All right, with me today, I've got Todd and Ashley, my favorite team from the latest season of The Amazing Race. How's it going?
Carl, it's going great, man. And I didn't know we were your favorite team. I think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and really when I say my favorite team, I really mean like my and my family's favorite team. We watch as a family. And so I actually was going to have my daughter and my son come down and like ask you a question because I was asking like what they would want to ask you. And they were too nervous.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, this is embarrassing. Come on. They're just friendly folks. They just happen to, you know, to be doing the Amazing Race. And they're like, no, just ask for us. We'll watch afterwards. So
I love it. It's funny. Our kids met some other racers after the race and they were nervous about them, and I'm like, you know, we were on it too. It's like, yeah, but they're on the show. Yeah, I'm like, so are we.
We're famous now too, so don't be nervous about these other people. They're like a lesser team anyway.
You're just mom and dad.
We're old news to them.
All right, so for those who haven't seen the latest season or that are unfamiliar with the race, so teams of two, how would you describe your like team for those who are unfamiliar?
We are, I think, just the high school sweethearts. We've been together since high school, married couple, married parents. And I think just we're real. I would say that how we race and how we are with each other is just very real. And we have one of those real backstories. So
I'd say, you know, we fit the dynamic of like the traditional husband, wife, right? And we're like the family-oriented family, you know, parents. And so we fit that demographic, but at the same time, I think we weren't there to be on a show. We were there to race and to race around the world and like go for it. And so you'll see sometimes, you'll see sometimes when we're kind of like arguing with each other. They don't show the times when we're apologizing to each other.
Right.
But yeah, it's real. Right. We weren't there to be on a show. Ashley's more of the explorer type and like the, you know, adventurer type. So definitely we're that.
I was there for the full experience.
Yeah, as you're talking, I'm thinking like, yeah, I mean, every team kind of has their moments, of course, right? It's just a very intense situation most of the time. But I didn't feel like there was excessive arguing. I just felt like you guys were pretty encouraging with each other and you just kind of moved past things. That's how you came across to me anyway.
Oh, well.
Carl, how long have you been married?
I've been married, this is actually to 2024 to be a 20th anniversary.
Yeah. Wow. So yeah, you know how it is, right? Like you're going to argue, you're going to bicker and you could kind of know when it's coming, but just by looking at each other. And so like that's
body
kinda,
language.
We're 15 years into it. So we can kind of understand what to say to each other.
Yeah, there were a lot of tasks where and it went both ways, where Todd could see that I was about to lose it or I was extremely frustrated. Mm-hmm. And I could see it in Todd's face if he was just, you know, whether he was exhausted or, you know, we weren't quick enough. So you learn, as you know, been with someone for so long, you really do learn how to read their body language and know when to back off. And be like, time her Todd was like, listen, I know Ashley, she just needs space now. Mm-hmm. And so they didn't show it.
And when you've been married for at least, you know, at least 10 years, you understand like, hey, when she's up here, you need to be down here and then vice versa. You got to balance each other out. So
yeah, good luck giving space though in the middle of the race.
Oh. Yeah, there is none. Yeah, I know. That's part of the challenge, man. Right.
For sure. Yeah, my wife does not want to go on the Amazing Race with me. Not that we would even have the opportunity, but she's not interested in doing that.
Really?
So, and she would be similar to you, Ashley, in the way that you handle, we'll get into this later, but the way that you handled events, or at least the way that they portrayed you handling events, was like you wanted to get all your ducks in a row before you jumped in and tried something.
Yep.
And so I don't know if that's like an element of perfectionism, but my wife definitely has that. She wants to have everything lined up and have it. Honestly, like sometimes that's faster than me where I just like want to jump in and be like, okay, let's figure this out. It's going to get in the middle of the task. And sometimes I'm faster. Sometimes she's faster. Sometimes just kind of taking a step back. It actually is more effective.
That's a good balance. I think that's what makes some of those teams succeed is having that balance of someone that's like, no, hey, more of the analytical approach. Let's really just kind of figure this out first. And that was definitely my approach. Mm. And I think it's just our personalities. And Todd's like, no, let's just figure it out as we go. And so I think that caused a lot of tension, but it also allowed us to succeed, I think.
Yeah, it was a good mix of both strategies.
Absolutely. So yeah, you guys played it out well. I don't know that we would be as successful as you guys, but but you mentioned about your team. So High School Sweethearts, so they kind of shared a little bit of the backstory. They shared, I guess the way that I would describe it is that it was shared, like they kind of alluded to you to having some like challenges or like marriage challenges or marriage problems that like magically somehow got solved by The Amazing Race, or that's how it came across.
Yeah.
I'm guessing there were some like missing parts to that story. Is that correct?
Yeah, they kind of touched on it really early on. And then like right when we got eliminated and they left out a huge chunk of our story. And I know that we did talk about it a lot during the race. They didn't air it. And I don't know if it just wasn't juicy enough for right. their storyline. But, you know, what we really did talk about was just a period in our marriage where we just were not working together as a team. You know, we're believers. And, you know, there was a period in our marriage where, you know, I was holding resentment and bitterness and just like, you know, those things that the day-to-day married couples go through, right? And so our biggest thing was just forgiveness in our marriage and moving on. And I think they didn't really touch a lot of that, but
tacking on, you know, I was a cop for 8 years, so I was getting that little cop mentality going. I was on the SWAT team. I was working all the time. I was more into my career than I was a father. So I was changing. I was changing as a person. At the same time, you know, there's a significant death in our family. And so I wasn't the most available husband.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, and we just had like a new baby. We have three kids and we just had a new baby, a death in the family. You know, so I think it was one of those things where everything kind of just came to a head in our relationship. Right. And, you know, it was definitely
it's one of those things where looking back, it's what we needed, you know, but going through it, like, you know, it's rough. And so they didn't really touch any of that.
And so we did talk about it too in the beginning of just, you know, we came to this crossroads in our marriage where we both just had a come to Jesus moment, like, hey, you know, we've been married for quite some time now, and, you know, we need to go back to, I guess, like the root of what brought us together. And that was just our love for obviously one another, but our love for Christ and our commitment.
Yeah. People have really reached out to us like, hey, what was it that turned it around? Like, what did you do with your wife to fix
what magic what magic token did you do? And it was,
and like my response is kind of backwards. It's like I really stopped focusing on trying to fix the marriage and just trying to fix my relationship with God and with Jesus, and like everything kind of smoothed out
everything. Well
said. That's pure wisdom right there. I appreciate that. So if you're talking about like if you're sharing that part of your story on camera during the race, you're like, so one thing that I changed was like, I just opened the Bible. I got in the word. Yeah. I'm guessing you're thinking they're not going to keep this in the show.
Yeah.
No,
that's
no. And there was a lot of times when we would check in because like I said, going through the race is very, it's tense. And there's moments where I would snap off, you know, if Todd's asking for directions and I would maybe like my response was too snappy or irritated, or I'm just so exhausted because we haven't slept in over, you know, 48 hours.
Right.
And you know, there were times where we'd get to the mat that I would have, hey, I'm so sorry I reacted that way. Like, you know, and Phil would talk to us about, you know, you guys do apologize a lot to one another. And that was part of our story, is just like forgiveness plays a huge role in our relationship. By no means do we have a perfect relationship like at all, but we just, grace and forgiveness really just is the foundation, I think, of our marriage. Anyway.
Right. Yeah. Well, and forgiveness, I mean, it's easy to say forgiveness, but in practice, like that takes a lot of grace and effort. And so, yeah, kudos to both of you for continuing to work through that. And obviously the Amazing Race itself wasn't the catalyst for, you know, the marriage getting fixed. It's just like, there was just kind of this gap in the story. I just thought it'd be worth talking about. And definitely. So for sure. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah.
Inspirational for us all that whether we haven't gotten married yet or we've been married a long time, like it's, yeah, I think you guys have the correct recipe there. All right. So you talked about kind of like there were some challenges, you know, you're tired, disagreements, you know, you have different styles of attacking the various challenges they throw at you. So what was the most, if you had to like pick one, what was the single most difficult challenge you encountered?
I think the most difficult challenge that we did together was the dragon puzzle.
Hands down. 100%.
Okay.
I don't know why it was so difficult for us, but it was just a challenge.
You know what? It felt like we were moving out of the house. I don't know. And you're on that last day of moving and it's all the junk that you're just trying to get. When you're like, you know, 10 hours to get it done. Too many cooks in the kitchen. You know, she's telling me what to do. I'm telling her what to do. And it was just rough.
Yeah. And we had just gotten lost previously to before we got to the dragon. So I think It could have. Maybe if we had gotten there first, it wouldn't have been as difficult. But I don't know if it was just the getting lost and then the frustration and
right.
It was just heavy, and so I think that one was the hardest challenge that we did together. Well, I think I even said like a good test to a marriage is if you can what was it like move furniture or put furniture together. That is a really good baseline of how healthy your marriage.
Well, they've had that. That's been a challenge before in the Amazing Races. Like here, they were in, you know, you're in Sweden putting together some like IKEA furniture direction by direction. Like that's been a challenge.
Yeah.
But so what you're talking about with the dragon puzzle, you're talking about like you had to climb, like hike down into a cave, like meet some dude who was like out of Lord of the Rings and then put together this massive three-dimensional puzzle, which Todd, I feel like you had an advantage on because it was tall and you're a tall dude. And so I feel like some of those other teams, like they had a really hard time. They had to put it together laying down, then stand it back up. Am I wrong on that?
I mean, I felt like I had an advantage. I felt like, hey, I'm bigger and stronger and I could like lift up these like this big old giant pieces of wood. But it just wasn't the case. It was very balanced. You don't put one thing in right.
Do you think that if we would have had more of a like an analytical approach prior to jumping in, it would have been a little bit easier to manage?
Absolutely. And I see where you're going with that.
Okay, just making sure.
I see where you're going with that, Ashley. Yeah. Yeah. So in that scenario, for sure, I don't know that would be my challenge, my success right there. If I was teamed up with my co-host, my buddy Derek, he would be good at that for sure. And I would be like, just tell him what to do.
Yeah.
But that's so funny. Todd, do you agree? Is that your choice as well, the dragon puzzle?
That was definitely the hardest for us as a couple, for sure. I mean, some of the other things like the mattresses were really
difficult. Oh, that was
carrying them around the town and up the stairs and stuff. Yeah. Okay.
That was physically demanding, but it wasn't difficult.
Yeah. That was like put your head down and grind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's not very difficult. It's hard physically, but you know, it didn't really test your patience.
I would say one that I feel like you dodged was, I don't know what the name of it was, but it was something where you had to match up or put together like a three-dimensional picture and it had to be exactly matching with like an example. And that you had to kind of walk around this building and find these pieces and kind of put them together in this picture. And you showed up, you got there late and they didn't have an open spot for you. And as a result, you had to go like put together some puppets, right? And that ended up being like a total blessing in disguise because people spent forever there and one team got eliminated as a result from that. And so I was like, I don't know. That was one of my favorite parts was like, oh, they just got, you know, screwed. And then it was a blessing really. Like, I feel like that was like an allegory for life in some ways.
Yeah, I call it a God thing, you know. It's like it's one of those things where we raced our butts off with Ian and Joe, and they beat us out for the last spot.
But you could have wallowed. You could have been like, "Dang it! Like we should be there," but you didn't. Like obviously, just like we just got to move on. Just keep going.
Oh, we did. we were complaining.
I was like, "This was such," because we knew that we weren't that far behind the last team, right? So I think we got out of there second to last. Corey and Rob, I mean, we knew for a fact that they were last at the Pops Challenge in India. And so we knew that we were in the back of the pack. And when they beat us out to that puzzle and we had to do dolls, I was in a more of a defeated mode, like, okay, well, and I just said, as long as we don't see Rob and Corey, we're good. And sure enough, here we are doing the dolls, and Rob and Corey show up, and it was really kind of like the on. And then
see us like react at the mat.
I was shocked that we.
Yeah. Oh, they do that on purpose. Like, it feels like you never really know where you're ending up. You kind of know who's around you, but if there's like a detour or something, you'd never really know what's going on.
Well, and then Joe and Ian, they actually got eliminated that episode. So we always wonder, like, man, if we would have gotten that puzzle, would we have been able to get it done quickly, or would we have gone home, you know? Yeah, so
we saw.
No, quickly, Ashley, your attention to detail, you would have picked out all the little things, figured it out, you'd have been
immediately
fastest.
You're right. Yeah, we would have jumped to first then.
Well, watching it, I think it all worked out.
I think once you realize, like, this is a very meticulous challenge, then you got to really scan like every little detail.
Yeah.
If you're just kind of like trying to throw it together, it's just not going to work. All right. So I'm going to give you a list of skills and attributes that people have. And so I'm going to ask each of this question. Todd, we'll start with you. Which is the most important and which is the least important for an amazing racer from your perspective? All right. So here's my list. You got strong memory, attention to detail, physical fitness, singing and dancing, comfortable talking to strangers who are foreigners, or math. What you got?
I'm going to go with my strong suit. What I love to do, and I actually like to do it, is, and I think it's a huge skill that you need to have on a race. That's talking to strangers. that is a skill. And finding the people to talk to, and you'd be surprised how many people you ask for directions and they don't want to help you. Mm-hmm. Right. And so,
really?
Yeah. There's a lot of people that don't feel like, especially in like Germany and the European countries, they didn't want to talk to you.
Right.
And so I think the way we did it is we're very friendly with people. And so I think that was a skill that went to
that
us.
I think that got us very far in the race, was just your ability and your approach to. He has this way of making people feel extremely comfortable just right out the gate. And, you know, that was huge for us. Even we saw that in the, Thailand market? And so, like, it was awkward. We had to pronounce these words phonetically and in Vietnamese. And Todd just kind of, like, he knew that we sounded dumb and, like, we're not pronouncing this right. But he had this way of making people laugh at us that made them feel comfortable.
Right.
And then it just opened up that dialogue to where now people were just giving us the answers. They were helping us. So, that I think is crucial. They gave us these two hard boiled eggs.
You guys look hungry.
Yeah. We probably were.
Okay, so that's number one. What's the, like, I think all these are important, obviously, but if you had to like not be as good at one of these skills, what would be least important, Todd?
Least important, probably the math.
Like estimating distance on the maps, like not, doesn't matter as much.
Doesn't really matter because you know, a lot of these places you're going to are not really like, you're not navigating through the mountains where you need to know coordinates, right? You're just going to features of a city.
I will say though, I have seen other seasons where math was a huge part of some of these seasons where, I mean, they were having to do calculations that were kind of like difficult. And so I don't know.
So math's not your last one. What's your least important, Ashley?
Oh, I think my least important would be the singing and dancing.
What? Are you serious?
I do, just because I feel like it's something that you're going to be able to pick up. Like you
really?
I don't think you need to be good at it. As long as you can complete the task, right? So again, that level of, I did the same thing with the pop. I was trying to be perfect. I wanted to make sure that I got it down perfectly before. And no, as long as you can complete the task, that's all that matters.
Okay.
I don't have to be a singer, but if I can just complete the task, then it's done. So I think that's probably the least important.
Interesting.
But that also lends itself to one of the things you really need.
Attention to detail is the most, in my opinion, most important. 100%. 100%.
Well, because if you think about it, the singing and dancing, I mean, that river dance episode, I mean, that was nuts. And if you had to do it perfect, no one would have passed.
Right.
Right. So I think that's why attention to detail comes into play for that one.
Yep. I agree.
That was one of the best events, actually. That one was, in terms of like watching.
Oh.
It was like, you're like, wow, how are they going to be able to pull this off?
And then even when we watched it, when we were, had to watch, but
yeah, we didn't watch that one.
It was devastating.
Sorry.
No, it was funny. The two things I said to myself, I said, I would have loved to see Todd do the river dance. And number two was when they went to perform it, that went so fast. The music was like, I felt like it was fast forwarding because it was like the stage was crazy. Yeah. And
well, it's funny because when we were watching it, me and the kids and all that, we were like practicing it while we were watching it in the practice. It was like, oh, we could totally do this. And then when the showtime was on,
you're like,
oh my gosh. I was like, oh, never mind.
No one could do it. We were just like, oh my goodness. So kudos to to Steve and Joel and Corey and John, man. They did great.
I just know, like, I think it was the season right before yours. They had, I think, three major singing and dancing events. And I was like, I would be eliminated immediately for this. Unless it was like a, you know, like a roadblock where I could send my buddy out to do it. But one thing they didn't emphasize, though, is sometimes, like, it looks like you're making a snap decision at a detour. You got, one or the other. And so, so I've got a detour scenario for you. And I'm just going to describe it. And then if you could play along and then just, like, talk through with each other how you would determine which one is the better option and which one you basically choose in the end. All right. So here we go.
I like it.
You travel to Kathmandu, Nepal, and encounter Sherpa or Burpa. In Sherpa, you have to carry 50 pounds of mountain climbing gear for 1 mile heading toward Everest Base Camp. You will go over 15,000 feet in elevation. In Burpa, you have to go to a local village and eat an entire meal of dalbat, which is their local delicacy, and some fruit and a full glass of water, the local water. So go for it.
Okay, so instantly, I'm thinking the first one.
You're thinking the physical?
The physical one, because I already know my wife is not great at eating whatever, right?
Okay, I'm going the opposite. Really? I think that you can eat anything and everything. So I would automatically say, let's do the
fruit. Yeah, but what if
it's chicken, rice, fruit, water. It's got with some spices.
No, we're doing the burpa for sure. For sure. No, we're done. Game over. We're doing. I will tell you how we approached most of these detours was if it was physical, you're like, yeah, like we're going to do physical that we're just built that way. However, if there was something specific that like catered specifically to a particular individual, we would go with that one. And Todd, since we talked about getting on the race, like any eating challenge, we were doing hands down. We would have done the spiders. We would have done the bugs because Todd would have crushed it and he would have been like, Ashley, suck it up and let's go. So
the bugs?
100% we would do the eating because this guy. Yeah.
Another way to call this would be like pay now or pay later because, drinking water from like a country that you don't know, you might have some like stomach problems. And then, I think the eating was definitely the faster of the two, especially like going up high elevation. But if you're like, I don't know, I could see that pushing you towards the front of the pack, but then you could see Phil coming back on the show the next day. So unfortunately, like we've had to eliminate Todd and Ashley because they got sick.
They got sick. We did have a few teams who got sick in India. Yeah. So,
They had the burpa.
They had the burpa.
Okay. Yeah. They don't show that part all the time, but
no, they don't,
but they have a limit. I mean, they eliminated like a team for COVID 1 year. So
Yep.
You just never know.
That was so devastating to see that. Yeah. That would have been crushing.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Oh. For sure. So since you've been to so many countries, you even mentioned before we started like the official interview, you talked about how you had lived in Europe for a while. What's your number one travel tip when going to faraway countries?
My thing is just be open to anything and to be like very respectful of any country you go to. It is you can't have a preconceived notion of, you know, a certain land, the reality of wherever you're going.
Yeah, I think that I like that. I'm going to agree. I think it's having that respect for other people's cultures and knowing that what you can do in America, you can't necessarily do in other places. And I mean, going from interactions, like, I mean, there are certain rules that you've got to follow, and not because, just out of respect for that country or that region.
Right.
So I think it's just having that mindset of being respectful of cultural differences.
And just loving the differences that every culture and every land brings, right? Like, so you might go someplace where like, oh, this is like this is out of my comfort zone, but it's not for them. So don't, there's a few teams that made certain things weird. You're like, hey, stop. We're on the Amazing Race. We're in a different land. Like, you know, we're the ones that are different. Yeah. And so it's just being open and honest and not having that preconceived notion of like,
that's true. Like we're the foreigners. Like, we're the weird ones coming in into their, you know, to their country. So, you know, so I agree.
That happened to me. I was actually on a long flight, actually going to Nepal, but I had a layover in the Middle East in a city, and I was going through customs and everybody was dressed like way different. I was like, what is happening right here? So I pulled out my video camera and one of the customs guys like started yelling at me, like, put that away, and was going to confiscate my video camera. And I was like, oh, I'm not in Kansas anymore. Yeah, and so I just wasn't tuned in or aware. I mean, maybe I can't even do that at customs here. I don't know. But it was definitely like getting yelled at with anger in the voice was a different experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. And then if you could go back to one of the countries you visited during the race, what would be your top choice? Ashley, go for it. What do you got?
I'm immediately going back to Slovenia. That was a fairy tale country, and I wish we could have explored it more. Everywhere you looked, it was like stepping out of a fairy tale. I would love to explore it more.
Yeah, and just seeing all the mountains and, like, you know, wintertime, I'd love to go skiing there. Yeah. And in the summertime, I love to go hiking through those mountains. It would have been amazing.
It was just visually like your sensory overload. I mean,
during the show, they were talking about, everybody's like, this is amazing. Like, we'd want to come back to this country. And I'm like, aren't you? That's peak season, though, for summertime. Like, you're getting all the greens and everything. And so I was trying to figure out when you guys were there. But okay, Slovenia. All right. So that's your answer too, Todd?
That would be my answer for sure. But also a close second is Sweden. Sweden was just so awesome. It was just so...
I don't know. I'm a little jaded because we got lost. Eliminated in Sweden. So.
But just seeing all the different islands, you know, and like people like rode around in boats to different islands. And, you know, I would have never thought that, you know, it was like that. It was amazing.
But in Slovenia, that was the spot. Isn't that where you got kind of shafted, Todd, where you like you couldn't do one of the roadblocks because you were too tall? You couldn't get like on the hang glider. Is that right?
Yeah, I couldn't do on the hang glider. And looking back, I'm like, it doesn't matter. No, gliding was cool. But I thought when we rolled up, because we saw people skydiving, I thought I thought I couldn't skydive. So I was so upset. I'm like, man, I want to go skydiving so bad.
That's
so funny. Yeah.
Okay.
But it looked like a beautiful ride.
I doubt that because we flew over Lake Bled and that was like probably the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Right. So I'm glad that Todd couldn't do it and I was
I'm glad he was too tall.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's so funny. And I know that you mentioned you were just wanted to have, you know, the adventure, the race, the travel experience. You weren't necessarily there to build your brand, but for those that want to follow you on social media, where can we find both of you?
Well, I have an Instagram page, Todd_Martin33. That's kind of where I post everything. I know you have one as well.
Mine's just miss.ashley.martin. And that's a little more just like us and our family. We do have a YouTube. I could not tell you the name of it.
Yeah.
Todd and Ashley.
Todd and Ashley. Yeah.
I'll find it.
Todd and Ashley. It's on YouTube. We highlighted and recapped a bunch of episodes.
Yeah. That was actually a lot of fun. I think that was my favorite part, was just kind of reliving, the pros and cons of every leg. And
yeah, and we kind of go really behind the scenes on each episode. And we've had actually a lot of people reach out to us and say, hey, this is like really cool behind the scenes. Like, we didn't really talk about like, you know, the episode. We talked more about the behind the scenes of that episode. Yeah. And so I think a lot of people appreciate that. So.
Yeah, because I think people are still watching the race. They're still, they're catching up. I think we saw it on like Paramount Plus or something on one of the streaming services. So people aren't always watching it like week by week or whatever. They're catching up with it. So, all right. I'll have all those links in our show description. Todd and Ashley, seriously, thank you so much for taking the time to have this conversation. So appreciate it. I know a lot of folks out there are going to really enjoy hearing from both of you. And thanks for just like portraying an awesome godly couple on The Amazing Race. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. This was fun. I love talking about it. So thank you.
You're so blessed. Thank you so much.
Thanks again, Todd and Ashley. Check out this season's Amazing Race. And all right, so a lot to take away from that, but I want to ask you the same question that I asked them, Derek. They had different answers. Okay. So I'm going to give you the list of skills and attributes I gave them. Which is the most important, would you think, from somebody who's just like a spectator, hasn't been doing the race, and which would you guess would be the least important for an amazing racer?
So I'm going to rank these from
most? No, just like, just not going to have a rank, just your the most and the least. Just pick two.
Okay, most and the least. Got it.
Strong memory, attention to detail, physical fitness, singing and dancing, comfortable talking to strangers who are foreigners, and math.
I'm going to say, well, I think a couple things are important. I think attention to detail is important. And I think...
Is that your number one?
No. I'm going to say it's like number two.
Okay.
I think... I think throughout my travel experiences, I think something that has been extremely helpful is being able to talk to foreign people comfortably and without making them feel weird. But I think that's extremely valuable, especially if you're trying to figure out how to get somewhere and get them to help you.
Right.
You already have the language barrier, but do you have the nonverbals or whatever you want to call it, intangibles to communicate with them to help get them to help you? That's right. Huge. So,
yeah. We both would have that skill.
I do remember, I don't know if it was Amazing Race. There was another show like the Amazing Race called, I think it was it Lost? They like drop them in the middle of Mongolia blindfolded with a satellite radio. Okay. And they're like, find your way to the Statue of Liberty. That was the show.
Oh, wow.
So these two people end up getting stuck in an airport and they didn't have any money.
Right.
So they had to figure out how to talk to people to get themselves to tickets bag, to
basically,
go.
Right?
I mean, that was nuts. So if you aren't good at that, forget, I don't know. I think that's really valuable. So
I don't like they used to do that with the Amazing Race, the whole like you're out of money, figure it out kind of thing. I don't like that aspect of it. I don't like the concept of begging from people. I don't mind like asking for directions or even, I don't know, asking for advice, or there's circumstances where you're asking for them to translate something. Like, I'm fine with that. I think that's definitely one. The reason why I came up with this list is if you're bad at some of these, it eliminates you. So some races have a lot of singing and dancing type events.
Yeah.
And so if you're not natural at that, or playing an instrument, then I think that can eliminate you. The one that they were in, they had a lot of like memory challenges and strangely, like there's people that aren't the fittest and they do well, they do okay. I think there's some strategy there though. There was one team where it was like one person was fit, the other person wasn't fit, but the person that was fit wasn't carrying the other person's backpack. And so I think that you got to just like suck it up. So for example, if we're racing and we're running from event to event, sorry, man, I'm a faster runner than you. You got to humble yourself and be like, Carl, carry my backpack so we can go faster, right?
Probably. I think we'd have to have a conversation before the trip.
This sounds like a no. This sounds like you're already rejecting this concept.
No. I think you have to like do what's necessary to be successful. So yeah, in that case, I mean, I don't know. I think normally like your pride would be like, no, I'll keep up with you.
No, you do what you got to do. Yeah.
You do what you got to do though. I think I think we'd have to like change how we normally do things for sure.
If I twist my ankle, pull a hammy, whatever, I'm struggling, and you're like, Carl, we got to go. Like, I'll limp through it, but you take my backpack. I'm fine with that.
I would take your weight, 100%.
There you go.
I think even though we're going to go slower, we're going to go still faster than if you were carrying a backpack. Right?
Right, so 100%. So I think, and I don't know that mattered in this current season, but just there's just like these little strategies that play a role. Yeah. So
I think we're good. If I toot our horn, I think we're good at like assessing the scenario and be like, okay, what needs to happen in this moment for us to be the most successful, even if it's slower than what would be ideal, right?
Yeah. So it would seem that Derek and I would probably, you know, bicker through the Amazing Race and we would definitely poke fun at each other, but strangely, I think we would actually work really well together.
I think if we have a task,
a
greater task at hand, I think that's when we put our game face on.
Right.
So, put our game face on.
Yeah. All right. To get more some behind the scenes secrets from the Amazing Race, including like how to get on the show or you know, Todd and Ashley's tips and tricks, we got a bonus segment on Patreon to get the rest of that interview. If you're interested, that's coming out the week this is released on Thursday. So I've got Amazing Race trivia coming up for Derek right after this.
It's time to up your trail game, folks. If you suffer from extreme soreness, exhaustion, or like Carl, impossibly weak shoulders, then reach out to Rowan, our good friend from Summit Strength. He'll help you get fit, strong, and resilient so that you can conquer your next great adventure. Don't rely on the random and unverified nonsense you find online. Rowan uses rock-solid evidence and years of experience to get you trail ready for all circumstances. Uneven terrain, another long climb after a series of long climbs, your discouraging partner telling you that you can't make it. The link to your success is always in our episode description, but you can always check out all the information you need at summitstrength.com/online. Once again, that's summitstrength.com.au/online. It's time to be strong and pain-free for your next adventure.
All right, my friend. I've got three questions for you about The Amazing Race. Even if you're not an avid fan, you could probably figure these out with some common sense.
Okay. Okay.
Name a country The Amazing Race has never traveled to.
Does Antarctica count? Can I say that?
Is that a real answer?
I'm going to say yeah. Answer? I don't know. It's a continent, so I don't know if it really counts. I'm going to say, you're not going to count that. I'm going to say Greenland.
I think it was season 2, The Amazing Race went
to
Greenland.
No way. Are you kidding me?
And I know, like, I wouldn't expect your average person to know that. I was thinking you'd say something like Afghanistan or Iran.
I should have said like.
Like yeah, come on.
I know. I should have said that. The USSR. Back in the day.
The USSR. Prussia.
Prussia.
Number 2.
There we go.
Which of the following was not an Amazing Race event? Oh, multiple choice.
Okay.
A, Irish river dance. B, playing basketball versus the locals.
Uh-huh.
C, shop with a foreign grocery list. D, evade the local police.
I'm going to say evade the local police.
Correct.
Yeah.
that doesn't even make sense. That doesn't even like run away from the police.
I'm like, what is that? What kind of game is that? Cat and mouse.
It'd be kind of fun though, let's be
in
honest.
In Greenland, go.
If you weren't actually in trouble or like weren't breaking the law, you just had to like get away from them, it'd be kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not even looking for you, but get away. Don't let them see you.
Try to get away from somebody that's not looking for you.
If you can escape the Greenland police.
That's right.
Huge. Huge.
All right, here we go. You gotta get us right to pass trivia.
Oh boy.
Number 3, what is something that could happen during the race that could eliminate a team that's not their fault?
It's not their fault. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I just have to list it?
Yeah, so over the years there's been so many ways teams have gotten eliminated and it just wasn't their fault. So, can you come up with one of those?
I mean, like I think I saw an episode where like they were in a taxi and the taxi driver went the wrong way.
Correct. That's like number one reason overall. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, like I would anticipate that would happen to us. You're like, do you know where we're going? We're going to such and such place. Do you know where this is? Yes, we do. Let me ask you a fourth time. Are you sure? Do you have any reservations about where this is?
Are you allowed to use your GPS phone and all that?
No, none of that stuff.
You can't do anything.
You have to trust the locals. Locals giving you directions is another one.
But they should have GPS by now, right? Well, maybe not everybody does. No, that's true. What if you're like in India?
Not in like some pretty remote countries. And the taxi driver can be going like 100 miles the wrong direction. Man.
Okay.
And you have, and you're done. Like you're really done.
I do remember the episode. It was like the couple was in the lead and then they ended up coming to the final meeting point like hours after everybody. It was such a bummer.
And really getting back to that whole like attention to detail thing, there's things that you do that it doesn't seem like you can mess yourself up so much with that where you're not reading the clue close enough and so you're not really finishing the event. There's so many ways you can mess yourself up. Or there was one like bonus challenge where you could get this like fast forward thing and you had to climb like 200 steps to the top and then zip line down, but only one team could do it. And they put up a sign that says like the fast forward's already been achieved. And I think it was Todd and Ashley, they didn't see the sign. Like it doesn't quite stand out. Like the camera makes it seem as if like you're fools for missing it, but you got to really be looking and you walk right by the sign and you're kind of wasting time, climbing up the stairs. Like I was so sad for them when that happened. There's just so many things, but to get the cab driver going the wrong direction would be a killer.
I know, I'd hate to get all the way to that point, you know, like get on the show, you're doing great, it's awesome, and then you have something like that happen. That would be so frustrating.
Yeah. But
yeah. Still be an adventure, though.
Just got to go in and have a good attitude about it. So, all right, man, well, you passed. Cool.
Of course.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I would like to say congratulations to Zach from Ohio. Maybe not congratulations, but thank you to Zach from Ohio for becoming our latest Patreon member. Yeah,
I'm excited.
I don't know what it is, but we have like, we get a lot of hits in Ohio.
Zach Attack. Well, not much to do out there, but podcast and hike, probably. You know,
there's nothing else going on in Ohio. Yeah, so this is kind of interesting. So we had an episode out in January. Yeah. I forget what the Bible verse was, but we threw a Bible verse out there, and I asked, you know how we do it, like I asked a question, and Zach popped onto YouTube and like made a comment. He's like, I don't think you guys like interpreted that verse correct.
Did you mess it up? What did you?
No, we just, but we're not theologians on the podcast. It's more of like an indicator that we're believers, and so I told him that I was like, hey, if you want to break down Bible verses, like we got a B&B Bible study, you're welcome to join. And then he came this week, and you don't have to be part of Patreon to join the Bible study, but he joined, apparently liked enough to join Patreon and possibly go on one of our Patreon trips.
Zach Attack. Nice job. Thank you.
Zach Attack.
Thank
you. What's Zach Attack from, Derek?
Saved by the Bell.
Yes.
Come on.
Was that the name of their band?
Ooh. Maybe? I'm going to have to Google that one. I don't know. All right, it's been a while.
Either way, shout out to Zach. I got to get your backpacking story. I know that he's done some stuff. I know he's planning on going to Iceland this year for his 10th anniversary, which I'm jealous of. He's going.
That is on my list. Sorry.
He gave me his trip itinerary for Bryce Canyon National Park, which is on my list. So he's legit.
That's awesome. Well, welcome to the family. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's all I got.
That's all I got. Guys, thanks for checking it out. Thanks for hanging out with us. Check out all the social media handles, Backpacking Blisters Podcast. And remember, guys, if you want us to be on The Amazing Race, just send us some messages. Let us know if you think we could actually do this. I'm kind of curious, actually.
Yeah. Do you, that's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, let's just end with that. We'll see you next time. So look, yeah, the real reason Carl and I haven't been on The Amazing Race yet is he has this like tick. I don't know what it is. It's like we go overseas, we go out of the country, and he just starts coughing. Like it's this horrible coughing. It's like stomach gets upset, whatever. And I said, well, why don't you just take, if you have a really bad cough, just take like a bunch of laxatives. And then you're just going to be afraid to cough.